everyone, and welcome to the Success Codes podcast. I'm so grateful and excited that you joined us today. I have a very special returning guest, Samantha Murphy. Samantha Murphy is the owner of 305 Hive, which is a premier digital marketing company based in Miami, and it's the go-to source for all the local Miami buzz. So welcome back, Samantha. So awesome to have you.
Thank you for having me, Melinda.
Yes.
I'm happy to be here.
We talked about so much last time. I think I'm buzzing still.
I hope it was helpful to someone.
Yes. So when you were on, it was in October, and it was episode, I wrote it down, episode 52. So now it's 6 months later. And I thought, you know, it'd be fun to have you back and just kind of have like a business update, dig in more. I want people to go back to that episode and listen because it's a really good episode, if I do say so myself, and giving lots of props to you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, you're welcome. We cover so much in that episode. We talk about networking. We talk about business cards. We talk about showing up. We talk about just like living like a positive life. And I thought we'd kick it off by extrapolating on that a little more because maybe you see what I see out there. And that is that the majority of people are really like kind of struggling, unhappy, trying some escapism in terms of social media scrolling. And you seem to just have like a really great way of like dialing in and just living your life.
I mean, well, if you're asking me like about positivity, I think that a lot of that's like thought-based. You know, there's like cognitive behavioral therapies around that kind of thing. It's like, the more you look for positivity, the more you'll find it. It's like reframing things a lot, like looking for silver linings. So I try to live my life that way. I think if you're in a negative space, I mean, not that bad things don't happen to people, of course they do. But if you're, you know, in a negative space or feeling negative, and then you start looking, your brain starts looking for negative things. It wants to reinforce itself. And so for me, I just always try to reframe things. Like if, you know, something's not going well or whatever, I try to think, well, but this, you know. So I think it's just my mindset is always kind of that way.
Would you say that you were raised that way, or did you kind of have to figure this out as you got older? Like, give me some history there, because that's where I think a lot of
people are. That's a good question. I think I've always been that way. Always like sort of more of a positive person. Not that bad things don't happen to me, like plenty of bad things, you know, have happened to me, but I'm very like good at trying to put those things in the past or trying to move on, you know, trying to like, to my detriment, sometimes I was like, try to see the good in people. You know, I don't normally think like someone's out to get me or something like that. And sometimes that comes back to bite me. I'm kind of like, oh, well, no, I don't think they meant that. They
must've meant this.
So, I guess my personality.
Yeah, no, I think that's amazing. Cause I think that, it is definitely a behavior that can be learned for sure. Yeah. And I would say I've grown up with a glass half full mentality, however, have had to learn to do the reframing, right?
Right.
So maybe I'm just kind of in the middle, like in a mix. But I spend a lot of time with people helping them through reframing. So when I went back and listened to that podcast, that was such a strong overriding energy of that podcast was your positivity and getting through the day and step-by-step. I don't know if you remember all of that, but it just really showed through when I went back and listened. So I do hope people go back and listen and then take what Samantha's saying right here for like the extra tip on how to get, you know, into that state. I think that would be really helpful for everyone out there. So yeah. So in regards to 305 Hive, how, you know, business this year? Did you have big business goals? We're coming up into Q2.
I did. So this is the first year. I haven't really made goals in particular in the past. You know, I've always had like a general idea of what I've wanted to do. And like, I have a very long spreadsheet list of ideas that half the time I can't get to because, you know, as a publisher of our newsletter, it comes out weekly. So I'm always like having to jump on to the next one. And so that has to be my main focus a lot of times. And so some like ideas and things have to go in the back burner. But I made a point last year saying like 2024 was going to be a big year of growth for 3055 Media. And it has been so far. So everything, you know, we've wanted to do is really coming to fruition and taking place. You know, we created our advisory board in January. That's been very helpful. We also have expanded into additional events. For the last 2 years, we've been doing the book club. It's almost every month. We skip a couple months in the summer, and we don't do one in December. But we branched out. We had a tea party in March for Women's History Month. And, you know, that was so well attended and very exciting and fun. And, you know, we're still like buzzing from the feedback about that. And I think everyone who participated, both the, you know, our subscribers and our sponsors, left, you know, feeling very happy. So that I'm very driven all ways by wanting people to be happy. So that made me happy. And then we're going to be doing a couple other events. We have one coming up for Mother's Day, and then there's another health and wellness. And so we're actually doing three events in March because we're crazy. And then the big one this year will be our fifth anniversary party. So it's kind of a big deal to celebrate 5 years. And that will be at Zoo Miami on Saturday, October 19th. It's a happy hour. And like all of our events, it's exclusive for our subscribers, but it's free to subscribe. So really, it's open to anyone.
Oh, that's so cool. So yeah, the tea luncheon was amazing. And I've also went to the zoo book.
Right. That was so magical.
Yeah. That was like off the charts. So,
well, you know, the that author that wrote the West with Giraffes, she also wrote a book about elephants. So everyone had such a good time at the Zoo Miami event that we thought, oh, next year we'll do the same, very similar thing, but with the elephant book. And then where we sat was overlooking the elephant. So we can even, you know, go to the same area. And it was, I think everyone who was there that day, like, you know, still remembers it like so fondly. It was very, very special.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Cool. I'm getting a sneak peek. And so is everyone listening. Yeah. So that's amazing. Very cool. So if someone out there wants to start to host events, and I do believe that we're getting back to that place of in-person. I believe we're already there. So people have, you know, different perceptions.
I think we're already there. There's so many. It's very hard to keep up with all the events.
I bet for you, for sure.
Yeah.
So what would be like a good, you know, baseline of like advice or some things to look at or to consider if someone were to think about hosting their own event?
Well, you know, we get approached a lot also because people want us to host events for them or to bring our audience to them. And I had a conversation like that yesterday with someone, and you know, I said, well, I'll consider doing an event with you, but it has to be the right event, because I don't think anyone should start doing events for the sake of doing events. And I like everyone to be happy. So I want to do something that makes sense for my subscribers and something that makes sense, you know, for the sponsor or whoever wants to host events. So yes, I could just jump into it and say, well, I'll host this for you, because thinking of, okay, well, I could make money off of that. But I want the event to be successful and organic in the sense that it's not organic because I'm creating it, but organic in the sense of it makes sense for what the space is, or maybe it's the time of month. Like, you know, we did Women's History Month, and So like the tea party made sense for that. You know, I like to do things that have synergy and that I feel like everyone can leave happy. So I think really starting from a place of what are you passionate about, or what is your goal? And it can't just be, I want to make money, because everybody wants to make money. And if that's your goal and, you know, maybe it comes across like that, then you might only have one event, right? You want your event to be successful. So you want everyone to, you know, you want people to show up, and you want people, there's something for everybody, and you want people to be happy so that, you know, they leave with a good feeling and saying, you know, I really enjoyed that, or I got X out of it or Y out of it, and I can't wait till they do another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great advice. And you're right. There is a lot of, you know, money conversation online. And so then I do believe people are missing, you know, the heart. So I appreciate it. I think you said you want everyone to be happy like at least three times. So that just, you know, it's
I might say good. Again. I might say
yeah, no, it's good. My husband and I just had this conversation this morning about, you know, having a business where you actually like really care about your clients. And I think that the businesses that truly do care about their clients and show up for their clients and really take the time are going to be the ones that, you know, continue to move forward, because there's just so much noise online about money. Right. And money's good. I'm not saying anything bad, but I love that you said that. It just kind of ties into what
there's we no one that the doesn't house want
this
it.
Morning. So what did you say?
I said no one doesn't want it. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But only be driven by that. Then you'll just have blinders on, and then, you know, you might make poor decisions, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's really
cool. Like some things I actually do, you know, again, back to my detriment thing, you know, I don't actually really make a lot, or sometimes no money off my book club. Right. But, depending on when it is, right. If, you know, it's sponsored or where the location, you know, some things are more, you know, expensive than others. And as everybody knows, like food and beverage these days, it's like really expensive. And so, but I look at it as, you know, also because of what I do, not everybody can do that. Right. So a lot of what I do is community. So sometimes if it's one of those that, oh, it's the pricing is looking really high. But I think, you know what, it's great community building. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are going to leave there having a good time and, you know, getting something out of it. So I'm okay with sometimes with a few like lost leaders like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And two, like, how do you think that plays into also having content for social media? Cause that's something I always consider when I'm, you know, doing something, is just having the content, like social proof and things to share online.
I mean, I think social content's very important. Like when I'm out and about, you know, I'm, you know, focused on that because that's part of my business. But I think if you, again, if you go into it just with one mindset, like, you know, I'm doing this for content only, then maybe your event or whatever you're doing won't be successful, or just an enjoyment factor, right? If you're just going out to dinner just to get content, you know, for your Instagram, then maybe you won't be enjoying your company or your meal or whatever it is that you're doing as much, because you're very focused on that. I like to do things that like are organic. I like to go places that like I want to go to and do things I want to go to. And if I get content out of that, awesome. But my eye is trained really. I love taking pictures, and I love taking pictures of other people. I love taking pictures of things. So it's fun for me. So I think that's unique too. Some people it might be a task, but I really enjoy taking photos, and I love putting together reels. And so it makes me happy. So it doesn't feel like as much of work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I get what you're saying. I didn't think of it that way, because I don't feel that way. Like I would never just do something for content. I'm not a, you know, influencer anyways, or what you do. But yeah, I bet you there's people out there that probably feel almost like a slave to having to do things, right? To get the content, if that makes sense. So yeah, for me, it's just a byproduct. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, you know, but I'm nowhere near as good at Reels as you are. So, so anyhow, so I love the concept of your advisory board. And mm-hmm. I remember hearing about Sarah Blakely, and mm-hmm. you know, she has such an amazing entrepreneurial journey. If anyone's really studied her, from like when she was a kid, and then when she first got into business, she was part of masterminds at a very young age that were all men. She was like the female, and that really helped her. So when I think of like an advisory board, it's almost like a mastermind, but I'd love to hear your take on it. And, you know, just some of the ideas that have come through, and maybe some advice for people if this may spur an idea for them in their business that could be really helpful.
Well, people also don't have to go as far as like having an advisory board, depending on, it might not be right for everybody's business to have an advisory board, but you could have, you know, a mentor or, you know, someone, and it could be even someone that you pay to, you know, guide you, you know, on advice for your business. I think with our advisory board, it's been really important for me, you know, as Revive Media, to be out in the community and, you know, can't be everywhere. So having, you know, leaders in the community out there, you know, that, you know, are all over Miami, being able to say, well, oh, did you know about this thing, or this is coming up, an environmental issue or event, or just having their eyes and ears about town. That's been very useful to me, but also learning from their expertise. I tried to have different people in different arenas on my advisory board. So we would get like a really good cross section of Miami. So I think that's been very valuable to me. And you have to, you know successful people have gotten there for a reason mostly. And so they probably have some good insight for you. And a lot of times people are so caught up in their own business or themselves that they just want to talk about their business or talk about themselves. And sometimes it's listening, and that advice can save you a lot of time in certain things. Like someone could say, you know, I think that's a great idea, but I actually went down that path and, you know, that didn't work out. And maybe they save you months of time, or they can save you money, or, you know, anything. I think just in life, you know, looking to others for information or just for their knowledge is of, you know, past experiences can be really beneficial.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So for us, it's been, you know, very valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have you then gotten ideas out of them, or do you run ideas past them? And I'm just trying to give
I've run ideas past them. Ideas past them, but I've gotten a lot of connections. Okay. And basically, you know, for example, if I'm trying to reach, I'm not going to say a name, like Acme Company, and you know, it would be me Googling, you know, who is the marketing contact there, or that kind of thing. And sometimes in larger corporations, you have to go through many rungs to find the correct person. And it can take a lot of time to, you know, build a connection, get that meeting, or whatever that case may be. Now, this, you know, having someone else, you know, in helping you with that kind of thing, it could be, well, I'm interested in Acme Company. Oh, well, you know, I have coffee once a week with Joe Smith, and he's actually, you know, the president of that company, and I can ask him who the marketing contact is. So that's shortcut me now a lot of time, effort. I've come to the right person, and I've come to the right person in the right way through an introduction, where they now, when they meet with me, already know who I am and what I offer and what would be valuable to them, versus just, you know, trying to knock on doors. And so I think that's also been very helpful, making, you know, having people make introductions for me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a great, great way to like maximize your resources and be collaborative. So, and then two, cause I think this is such a great idea for businesses that are looking for growth. Do you also just like meet once a month, like in terms of like structure to help?
Well, someone? I set up my advisory board a little bit differently. A lot of them, it's like a 1 year commitment. I set mine up that it was a 6 month commitment, and it was going to be just three meetings. And then, you know, if there were any, you know, I was very clear going into it what the expectation was. Because I also know when I'm approaching, you know, leaders of industries and leaders in the community that, you know, they probably don't have a ton of time and don't want to commit to something that's going to be overwhelming. So, you know, I said it was, you know, up to three meetings and up to four phone calls. I was very clear with what the expectation was. And that's why I also limited it to 6 months, because it was really important to me to have that yes. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make it as easy as possible to have that. Yeah. So we've had two breakfasts so far, and then we have the third, but final one would be coming up at the end of May.
Okay, cool. And then if you don't want to answer this question, are some people going to continue? Like, did you just kind of do it in 6 month chunks? Because I think that's genius. I never heard of that. So.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll be asking a new, you know, group soon. I've asked a couple of people already. I'll be asking a new group soon. And if anybody would want to stay on, that would be amazing. But I think the idea is, you know, for them, you know, is probably like, they're probably ready to move on if they've given their 6 months and their, you know, advice and their connections and everything already. But they're all amazing people. So I would welcome anybody who wanted to stay with me.
Yeah, no, cool. I just was curious because I'm not sure if you have the same thought process as me, but often with, you know, networking groups or women's groups, a term of a president might be like a year, but it takes that new president some time to, you know, get up to speed and learn the ropes. So sometimes when I hear they're done after a year and they're just starting to make change, and granted, this is different than what you're doing, but that was just my basis of comparison. I'm like, oh, they should really be on for another year because they're, you know, finally starting to get impact, right?
But it is different in the sense of, so they are not working with me or for me in that sense. And I am the consistent, you know, the constant, in other words. So I'm there to, like, the first meeting is like, this is what 3055 Media is. These are our four pillars. We have our marketing activations. We do events. We have our social media. And everything's anchored by our newsletter of 12,000. I would tell them, you know, where, what I've come from, how I started, what my goals are. And, you know, and then I asked questions like, well, based on everything I, you know, told you, that kind of thing. So we did a PowerPoint presentation, and then it's not really for them to go home and have homework or anything like that, or do any work for me. So they're not, the learning curve is not that steep. And so it's a little bit different in being on a committee or being in a chamber or something like that. But I do see your point. I mean, I've been involved in several groups, and it is like that. You think, oh, it should be 2 years because you just figured it out.
Yeah. 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 No, I appreciate you sharing that, because that, you know, like I said, I totally know it's two different types of things, but it was just enlightening to think about it with a new perspective. So yeah, thank you. That's so cool.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you'd be surprised if you just, you know, ask somebody that, like, you admire, or that, you know, like, they don't even have to be in the same industry, but someone that you think has a lot to offer, and you say, like, you know, would you be my mentor for, you know, X time, like 6 months, a year, and I promise it'll only be one call a month or something like that. I'm sure people would be flattered and would say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely heard a lot of great tips for people on that note. And I would say I agree with them. And with that, which sounds like you're on this page, being very organized and really understanding, like, what you're looking for out of the relationship versus, like, you know, talking about the weather. So, yeah. So if anyone out there is, like, you know, taking this conversation to heart, and I hope somebody does, And it's like, gosh, you know, would this be a good fit for my personal growth, my business growth? You know, that would be, I would my advice in terms of, you know, definitely think about the fact that Samantha was very organized. She said she even has a PowerPoint. So you know, she has structure. She has like a plan and, you know, she has goals and she.
And I like to do what I say. So if I tell you I'm inviting you for an hour long meeting, I like to stick to my word. And I, you know, with the book clubs or anything I do, I'm very cognizant of people's time. So, you know, I'll say, okay, well, you know, book club's over or the meeting's over. If you'd like to stick around, you're welcome to. So that way the people who need to go, you know, can go ahead and go. And if people want to linger, they can linger. But, you know, it goes on with being organized and respecting people's time and letting them know what to expect. Because, you know, if you're going to ask someone for something, they should know what they're saying yes to. Yeah. But I think it's also, you know, back to what you were saying, that's why, you know, people listen to all these, you know, podcasts and they go to these, you know, seminars and different things like that. It's the same sort of thing as having a mentor, because you're looking for people's advice and you're looking to learn, you know, how did others get there and what did they do and what does it take and apply like what could help you in your life or your business and how you can expand on it. Go, wow, that was a great idea. I think that sounds like it's a good fit for me, but not everything is like not everything I'm doing or not everything, you know, someone you might go to a seminar and they might have a bunch of ideas and you might hear 20 ideas and only one of them would be applied to you or be, you know, so you have to kind of not just like follow exactly what people say, but do what makes sense for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you feel that you go with your gut or use your intuition? Like how would you describe that for yourself?
Oh, I 100% go with my gut. Like I don't like to do anything. Like if something doesn't feel right, I wait, you know, and then I'm very fast paced at anything that I do. Like that tea, you know, as you know, was done in less than a month. I think it was like 3 weeks. The whole thing was put together, but when I decided I wanted to do it, everything felt right. And so I have that internal like feeling going, yes, 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 this is great. And so it's easy for me. Now I've had a couple things on my plate lately that I'm like, you know, I'm not so sure. I don't know if that's going to work. And so, you know, some things are a leap of faith, but other things I kind of go, well, you know what? I that's not that great for right now. Let's wait on it a bit and see what happens. And sometimes the direction gets changed or sometimes, you know, what you thought was a great idea just kind of falls by the wayside and you forget about it because maybe it wasn't that great, you know, to begin with.
It wasn't meant to be. If you forget about it, you're like, oh, I
forgot. Yeah. 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 I'll get back to it. If you don't have that, like, passion and drive and like everything feels good and it's like checking a lot of boxes, then I say like, don't push forward. Right. Cause a lot of times, I mean, you were speaking specifically about events, but so that's like, a financial risk, right. That you're taking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're booking a space, you're, doing different things. You obviously have to put money out to make money when it comes to a lot of these things, not all the time, but you do. So you have to make sure it feels right to you and makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I know that's great advice. And I think that people probably don't realize that, yeah, you have to put a deposit down normally on the room and maybe on the food and maybe on other aspects. So, yeah, making sure you've got all that in check is really important. So, wow. Well, we, again, covered a lot of ground. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to add that you think we missed and we didn't cover that you wanted to?
No, it was wonderful. I don't know if I helped anybody, but if I did, I'm happy to do that. And then if anybody wants to, you know, reach out and subscribe to 3055, they can do that on our website or follow us on socials. People love to follow us on socials and they think, you know, since you get our newsletter and they go, oh, I follow you on social media. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're missing, you know, the big chunk of everything. The social media is fun, but it's also, you know, a supplement to the main show, which is the newsletter.
Yeah. Yeah. I do both. So I do highly recommend to follow on Instagram and to subscribe to the newsletter. And I will put all of that in the notes, obviously, as well as the link for the last podcast. So you can listen to both and learn even more about Samantha Murphy. She's a queen bee of 305 Hive in Miami. And
if anybody wants to learn about any of the events we talked about, they're always announced first in the newsletter. And that's how sometimes, you know, things sell out and they think, well, I didn't see the tickets, you know, well, they were in the newsletter first and then sold out. And then we put them on social media and then, you know, so that's kind of how those things happen. So stay tuned for lots more events coming up in the very near future. I don't know when your podcast is going to air, but
events coming up. Well, before May, because you said you had those things in May. So yes, this will come out not this coming Sunday, but probably the next Sunday. So yeah, so it'll be in time for May so people can take advantage. But yeah, your tea sold out like really fast. So she's not kidding, people. She's not kidding. So you definitely want to do that. But this has been a pleasure. I really appreciate it. I think you shared some great insights that I don't hear talked about very much online. So I appreciate that you've covered some different things for people to think about and really try to make sure that they've embodied in their life and business. So I thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Melinda. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate your friendship and I'm so glad that you're here again on my podcast. Thank you.
Anytime.
All right. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for watching. Bye.